Time again to visit with our friends from Focus on Energy. Now remember, Focus on Energy is that program that's been brought together by the Public Service Commission as well as our utilities across the state. The goal, trying to save you energy on the farm and in your agribusiness. And we talk with the staff from Focus on Energy. 12 of our advisors all across the state ready to help you with everything from energy audits right on through to that new construction, whatever you're looking at. If there's energy involved, you want to talk to our friends at Focus on Energy. And here's a bright new face for you. Kevin Weiler is in the Marshfield area, the latest addition to the Focus on Energy staff. He is a dairy energy specialist. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kevin. Where'd you come from? What's your background?
My name is Kevin Weiler. I've grown up in central Wisconsin. I grew up on a small dairy with 40 cows, and I worked in the milking industry for 21 years, selling milking equipment at various dealers throughout the state.
Excellent. Well, that makes you a very good dairy energy specialist, because today we want to focus in on something that, unfortunately, I don't think a lot of dairies spend time on, and that is maintenance. You know, we get busy, Kevin, and suddenly something's broke before we've had a chance to maintain it. What do you do when you show up on a dairy? How do you drive the point home on regular maintenance being so important?
Compressor maintenance is one of the most important things that can happen on your dairy. Many dairymen don't realize that that compressor needs annual tune-ups. And the annual tune-ups consist of checking the freon levels, the heat recovery unit, capacitors, and making sure that equipment is cooling like it should be cooling the milk. Lots of times, they wait until a hot day, and then they call their dealer and say, hey, you know, my milk's not getting cold, so why not get on top of this and use the Focus on Energy incentive, you know, to help you offset the cost of that compressor tune-up.
So talk to me a little bit about the incentives, because many times we're looking at actual physical purchases, actual fans we're buying or things like that. How does Focus on Energy help me with these maintenance issues and those compressors?
Focus on Energy, this year in 2019, we are offering $50 per condensing unit. You know, many of the larger dairies are going to have two condensing units. Some of the smaller are going to have one condensing unit. But last year we did $50 per farm. This year we're offering it $50 per condensing unit. And we're cleaning out these radiators, checking these problems. You know, a lot of times saving the dairyman a service call, catching it before it becomes an issue. And, you know, Focus on Energy helps offset that with doing some incentive money.
Do we have a lot of our farm equipment suppliers that are doing this on a routine basis?
Most of the trade allies and dealers that I have worked, they always offer this project, this promotion in the spring. You know, they do it and offer it before the hot weather. And most of them participate and offer this type of service.
Well, we definitely don't have hot weather stress in that system. Now, let's talk a little bit about that refrigeration tune-up. And a closer look at some of the questions we might want to ask our farm equipment suppliers. You know, one thing, Kevin, is I think it's important the dairy farms, the dairy managers, stay engaged in the maintenance process. Don't just have the trucks show up and walk away from them. Maybe make sure you know what you're looking for. What are some of the key components of good refrigeration tune-ups that you like to see?
Just a good refrigeration tune-up, they're going to be cleaning and inspecting the condenser coils, evaporator coils, drain pans, and fans. They're going to be replacing screens, grills, filters, and dryer cores. They're checking the refrigerant to make sure it's not overcharged or undercharged, and checking capacitors as well to make sure everything's tight and all line voltages.
Mm-hmm. Now, we mentioned earlier and have been talking about it since the new calendar year, all the great incentives that Focus on Energy has put together. So let's talk a little bit on what you can do routinely to maintain this equipment and then how Focus on Energy steps in. We've got variable speed drives on our milk pumps. Tell us a little bit more on some of those items that need attention more often than not, Kevin, and how Focus on Energy helps.
Well, this year we have doubled our incentive on vacuum pump VFD drives. Last year we were doing $5 a cow. This year we're up to $10 per cow. And it's helping some of these farms, you know, get a return on investment in under 2 years on a new vacuum system with a variable speed drive. And they're also going to save money on their electric bill.
And it's not just in the milk house. It's really anywhere around the farm. For example, we've got a lot of farm equipment with this sub-zero weather that we're dealing with around the state. Block heaters are pretty important. That is also encompassed in Focus on Energy.
We do offer the block heaters as well, and the block heater basically just turns on to warm up that tractor to get the tractor. It's going to start, you know, on those nice cold days when you forget to plug the tractor in, the block heater is going to take care of that, and, you know, it's going to pay for itself in a couple months.
Well, and it also improves our air quality.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit more about where you put your emphasis when you do these on-farm visits, Kevin. Again, Kevin Wheeler's along with us. He's a dairy energy specialist, brand new to the team for Focus on Energy. He's headquartered in Marshfield. So let's talk a little bit about how you approach your on-farm visits. Where do you start, Kevin? What do you look at first?
Well, what I look at first is, actually I don't even look at it, it's what I hear first. A lot of times is with that vacuum pump, you'll walk into the utility room and that vacuum pump is running as loud as it possibly can, drawing as much, you know, energy it possibly can. So I'll look at that vacuum pump, and that's a way to save some money on that electric bill. I'll also look at, you know, waters in the freestall barn. If they put a low element water in there, we're going to do some incentive on money on that, and that's going to save you some money in the long run too.
So there's probably not many square feet of a dairy barn or a dairy facility or really any agribusiness facility where you can't come up with an idea on how they can save money, huh?
Whether it's LED lights, something on the milking equipment, something for watering the cattle, you know, fans for your animals, Focus on Energy does have it covered.
Now, give us a sense. We said that the brand new 2019 catalog is out. If people don't want to try to chase you or one of the other energy advisors down to physically get their hands on it, they can download a copy off of the website. Again, focusonenergy.com /agribusiness. What else do you remind people about? That agribusiness catalog has got some great incentives, new programs, not just for dairy, but for any agribusiness.
That agribusiness catalog is great for, you know, dairy and any agriculture, you know, facility. And you can get those catalogs from us. You can get them off our website, like you mentioned, Pam. Your trade allies have worked with the program, and they will have catalogs sitting there. And, you know, it's just a great program to promote the Focus on Energy incentive money to help the dairyman save some money on his electric bill.
And just always remember that you need to work with your Focus on Energy advisors sooner as opposed to later. Don't start making decisions on equipment that you want to buy or replace and then go to your Focus on Energy advisors. You'd rather be involved from day one, right, Kevin?
We'd love to be involved from day one to make sure that you're buying the most energy efficient equipment. With some of the equipment, it needs to be on our qualifying product list with fans. And, you know, the waters don't have, you know, can't have a heating element on them as well, or it's got to be under 250 watts. And whether it's a lighting project, it's got to be a DLC-approved light.
Mm-hmm. But you guys take care of all the specs that way. All I need to do is tell you what I'm thinking about, and you guys kind of take it from there, don't you?
Exactly. We'll sit with the dairyman, and we'll, you know, he'll show us what fans or something he's looking at purchasing, and we will make sure that it, you know, is on the qualifying product list.
You bet. Giving them options. That's what it's all about. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Wheeler, welcome to the Focus on Energy family. He is our dairy specialist, one of our dairy specialists, up in Marshfield, but ready to travel to your farm wherever you are in the state of Wisconsin. And like we said, we've got the 2019 bonus catalogs out for agribusinesses, and that's not just dairy folks. Remember, grain operations, greenhouses, they cover it all with Focus on Energy. You can find more online, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. You can find those local energy advisors near you, or you can also give them a call toll free, 888-947-7828. That's 888-947-7828. Kevin Wheeler, our dairy energy specialist from Marshfield, our Focus on Energy guest today.